Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Santander, nice player. Alex Bregman, nice player. Pete Alonso, I love the man, nice player. If you actually think that I get two of them,
yeah, but he's well,
they're not better.
But I think what he's saying is you get dual production at multiple spots.
So no one is playing third base? So because you re-signed Juan Soto, third base is empty. Sean Morash is playing third base? If people play that game, they forget that. Right. Someone's playing third base, and that human being, even if he's not as good as Alex Bregman, is a major leaguer. And I hate war, but I'm going to use it anyway. Juan Soto had like an 8 war last year. Bregman was 4. Alonso was 2.5.
I didn't know Caleb Durbin was not going to have an 8 war.
It could be Caleb. It could be anybody. DJ LeMahieu. Like whoever you have.
Stop saying DJ LeMahieu. He is not playing another game for the New York Yankees.
This really triggers
you. I don't know why
it?
You said it.
Because he took batting practice every day,
dude.
In the World Series. That's why it's bothering Sean.
It was so idiotic yesterday, I let it slide. He's saying it again today like it's a chance. He's gone. He's done.
He's under contract this year and next. Those are the facts.
Evan, what? They made up an IL stint to make him go away because he stunk so bad. They're not going to then enter opening day with him as the third baseman.
What was his IL stint? What was it?
I forgot, but it was something we all knew was ridiculous.
He was on the World Series. Was he? No, he wasn't on the World Series roster.
No, he wasn't on any roster.
So if he was still on the IL, he was out there looking pretty good, smashing home runs in batting practice.
They're not putting him on that roster.
Sean, my point is not Caleb Durbin, DJ LeMahieu, as Waldo Cabrera. I don't know who the Yankee third baseman will be. Obviously, the guy won't be as good as Alex Bregman, but I'm telling you, Soto and whoever the mystery man is versus Pete Alonso and Anthony Santander, or Pete Alonso and Alex Bregman? No, I think you guys are dead wrong.
You're not
better that way.
No, you're
not
right.
I'm not even espousing it. I'm just
saying.
That's
what our last caller said.
Of course he is, but I think what he's trying to say is that if you get two quality players and one of them is really good, not like Soto great, but he's really good, collectively, it makes your lineup longer.
But do you think you're better? Like, overall. Like, I don't think you're better.
You're not. And this is a message. And Yankee fans, think what you want to think. You're coping and you're trying to pre-cope because you are scared the Mets might sign him. The Yankees, even if the Mets sign him, they're not better. And let's get out in front of this now and stop pretending and stop hiding in our feelings that this will be somehow a good thing. It won't be.
I'm proud of you, Sean. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because I think you're speaking the truth right now. Don't be afraid. No one knows how this is going to play out, okay? But let's just all be honest today on November 7th. We don't have to lie. You're not better off if you're the Yankees or the Mets missing out on Juan Soto. It doesn't mean you can't win the World Series. Like I said, interesting stat. Every team since 2020 has not had Juan Soto on the team that won the World Series. So it can be done, but your road's more difficult. You are a better team, and it is easier to build your team when you have great players. And talking yourself into it by, well, I can sign 2-3 quality players. Okay. And you think that's better than Soto and the other guys that would be playing those positions? You're wrong. And I love Pete Alonso. Alonso and Bregman versus Soto and whoever you play at third base? No. I'm sorry. You're not better.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Can't argue with you.
Thank you. Well, we may argue right now because Malachi Courtley met the media today. And I did not like what Malachi said. But I want to play it for Tiki. Tiki has purposely not listened to this yet because I wanted to hear this honestly. I wanted him to hear it for the first time. And honestly, tell me what he thinks. Cut number one. Malachi Courtley is asked, obviously, about dropping the football on that touchdown run, which should have been a touchdown run, right before the end zone. And the question was very tough to pick up. I surmised it was about coaching and making sure this doesn't happen again. And here is what Malachi Courtley said in terms of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just scored 200-plus touchdowns in my career, you know, and never once dropped the ball in the end zone, you know. So there's not too many coaching points to take away from that other than just, you know, hold another 6 inches, you know.
Why are you laughing?
I can't help but laugh at that.
Are you going to laugh at that?
He's just talking really fast like a rookie.
Okay.
First of all, 200 touchdowns?
He didn't run for 200 touchdowns. Was he?
I mean, going back to, like, Pop Warner?
He'd have to count, like, playing in his schoolyard.
Rookies are dumb.
I think that proves it.
Is that Mad Tiki?
Cut number two.
I mean, that was just funny to me.
Okay.
I mean, he's right, though, at the end. The only thing to take away is the coaching point. Hold the ball to the end zone.
Yeah.
Really, the only thing to take away is what I said on Monday, which is, dude, that's your first touchdown. Keep the damn ball.
How do you let this not define you, Malachi? Because, you know, you don't want this to define you.
It's not a defining moment for me because imagine if I broke three tackles, you know, juke the guy, and then I dropped the ball when you're in front of the end zone. Still, you still did that same play, you know what I mean? But holding the ball one more yard is not a coaching point for anything. And if they gave me the ball again, you know, I'd do the same thing over and over.
Is he freaking kidding me?
Hmm.
If I broke three tackles and I did that? You didn't break three tackles and do that. You made up a fake story that's not even, like, real. What are you talking about?
I'm confused by that one, but the answer is I just got to go play great football. That's the answer. That's how it doesn't define you.
Were you embarrassed, Malachi? Because Jet fans were. I had a lot.
It's not a defining moment for me.
That's not it. Sorry. Hold on one more time. Malachi, were you embarrassed? Because I was embarrassed.
No, not at all. You know, you just take things with a grain of salt. You don't play the game for a long time. You've seen a lot more or less embarrassing things happen on the field. So for me, it was just a learning experience overall. You know, still extremely excited to run across that end zone line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to be able to jet around the field and do all that type of stuff. So it was fun overall.
Come on.
I mean, they won so he can, like, smile and say these things. But you just erase it by being great. Now, if he never turns out to be a great player or do anything great, It's what people will remember about him.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's unfortunate, but that is what it is. It's just the reality of sport. You get moments to define yourself, and whether they're good or bad moments, they're going to define you. And you have to replace it with something else. So until he replaces it with something else that is memorable in a very positive way for Jet fans, this is what people are going to think about when they think about him.
Absolutely.
Now, again, they're lucky that they won this game so that it's not a this cost us a game type of thing. Because trust me, I've had those, right? Oh, that fumble cost us the game. But I was lucky enough to play long enough to replace it with a lot of great moments.
To me, fumbling is far different than...
Yeah, but not in critical moments, not in critical situations, and it loses you a game. That's a big deal.
No, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, and I'm not saying you didn't get crushed on sports talk radio or have to answer that. Like, it is a big deal, right? But it's a physical mistake. Right? Isn't that what a fumble is?
Yeah.
This guy literally dropped the ball before he got to the end zone because he was celebrating.
Right. It's a mechanical mistake.
You never had a fumble like that, bro.
It's a mechanical mistake. It's not really a physical.
Okay,
it's
I apologize. Mechanical.
It's just not doing things the right way. This is a mental just F-up.
Isn't that far worse?
Of course it is. Because it's entirely preventable by you.
Yeah.
Right?
What concerns me, and tell me I'm wrong here, is that he didn't sound like he gets it. He sounded like, it happened.
Well, I hate rookies.
I think part of that, though, is his coaches like saying, it's all good. Don't let it happen again. Right? They're not killing him about this.
How would you have handled this? I know you would have never done this, too, by the way, but let's just say you did.
Handle it with him as a player?
No, like you are the one that did what he did. Like it's going to be your first rushing touchdown.
Been ridiculously self-deprecating.
Okay.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm an idiot.
I would have loved that as a fan.
Right. I'm an idiot. It won't happen again. Trust me. Plus, it's my first touchdown. I want to keep it.
Stop holding on to it. You can't take that thing away from me ever.
Yeah.
Right? That's you got to acknowledge what happened. And if you don't, then people are like, what's wrong with you, dude?
He kind of didn't acknowledge it, though.
Yeah. Well, he did. He just dismissed it. He just dismissed it.
So are you okay with that? You okay with his answers?
Because they won the game, yes.
Does that really make it okay,
100%.
Though? But it's not like he was the reason they won the game.
It doesn't matter. They didn't lose the game because of him.
They almost did.
True, but they didn't lose the game because of him.
So you're in the locker room. You got no issue with the way he handled that.
Because you won the game? No.
Okay. I'm trying to see if this makes me feel better. Because usually Tiki makes me feel better. Mm. But honestly, I'm still kind of pissed off at him.
I mean, you should be. But it didn't cost the game.
I know, but it could have. And it was embarrassing.
But it didn't.
It didn't. He had nothing to do with them then not having the game be cost by him dropping a football before the goal line.
Right, but they won the game. It's a team sport. Somebody else probably did something really stupid as well.
Yeah.
We just didn't see it.
Okay, fair. But that one, I don't know, man.
Rookies suck.
I need that Tiki right now to make me feel better. I need to just go off on.
No, you just want your pound of salt. That's all.
I want the guy to be great. He's the Yak King. Like, I want Malachi Corley to be awesome. I want to buy a Malachi Corley jersey for Spence in 3 years. Like, that's my youngest son. Like, obviously, I want him to be great. It was just so confounding to see that. And while they won, and you're right, like, who cares, they won, it still bothers me. And then to hear him answer those questions that way,
right,
which
you
is very...
You do have to accept it. It's so easy just to say, I was an idiot.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I needed.
Yes. Okay, that's where I was. I've sat, Tiki, got to be honest with you, a year and a half? That's the most stunned I've been at a response to a take that you've had.
What's that?
That, you know what, they won the game, so you just, whatever. Like, to me, I think you want them. It's so boneheaded just to step up there and say, thank you that my teammates picked me up. That cannot happen, right, and it will not happen again.
Exactly. And if you do that, people will forget about it.
But it didn't sound like he was really taking ownership.
No, he wasn't. But it didn't cost him the game.
He keeps going back to that.
I'm just telling you, it didn't cost him. Now, if he does it again or something else boneheaded, then that really becomes your MO. It becomes what you're known for. It becomes what people now expect of you. And that's not a good thing.
Mm. Like, starts building the Tay Banks resume of quitting.
Right, exactly. Yes. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if the Giants had won that game against the Eagles, we probably wouldn't have talked much about it. Like, you know what? You can't quit on that play, but it didn't hurt them. They won the game. And it wouldn't linger with
you. Well, you know what's funny? You're right. Like, if the Jets had lost that game, I think this conversation about Corley would have dominated the radio station a lot more than it did. It turned out to be a moment in the game. And yes, it bothers me a little bit now, but it would have been 50 times worse if they lost.
Yes, but it's the nature of the team aspect of football. Right, you depend on every player.
Yeah,
and the guys, even though he didn't say it, as Sean eloquently would have said it, the guys picked him up.
They did, and they need to win on Sunday against Arizona.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.